We're going to talk Sunday about the only way that you can do what he just said is through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because otherwise, if it was up to us, we wouldn't do it. He talked about the hundredfold. How can we today serve people? What can we do? Or maybe, let me rephrase that. What do we as a church do? Anything? I was hoping for one. Operation Magi. We serve food at First Presbyterian Church, which, by the way, is Good Friday this year. Which, by the way, is a Good Friday service at Venice Presbyterian Church. So I'm not sure what will take place with that. I'm sorry, what? Visit people. We have a food pantry. Nancy works all the skin off of her fingers, clothing everybody, buying them beds, whatever they need. But there's also generous people that provide that, you know, the means for us to be able to do that. Yep. What about when we're out? I have this habit, and I don't know if it's a good, I guess it's a good habit. I haven't been slapped yet. But to push a cart back to the grocery, you know, back up the grocery store for, especially a woman if she's by herself. And, you know, not bragging, but it's just one of those little things. I walked into my least favorite store the other day to return something, and some lady had a workbench that she had bought for her husband in a grocery cart. I said to her, would you like for me to put that in your car? And I do that often for people. And she said, yeah. I said, just do me one favor. And she says, what's that? And I said, make your husband think you did it. And then he'll appreciate it more. But, you know, I do that and talk to people just to find out, you know, what do you go to church? What do you do? You know, some lady told me down here at the IGA one day, she went to the Auburn Methodist Church. They were more conservative than we are. Conservative is just bless your heart, keep going. I don't know. I probably think we're some renegades or something. Yeah. Well, it's like she said, well, where do you, and I told her I pastor church. She said, what? And I said, Ross Community. Oh, that's it. She said, isn't that a Methodist church? And I said, it is. But she saw me in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, and she probably thought I was some kind of hypocrite. So, I think it's interesting when we read this passage and we, wondering what was going through Judas's mind at that time when Jesus already knew and Judas already knew what he was going to do. He would have had to, wouldn't he? There had to be such a sense of remorse, I would think. For what was about to happen. He'd already done what he was going to do. You know, and so... Well, two things. Number one, he was a thief. He stole money from, you know, from their money anyway, was one thing. And yeah, and but I think the other thing is it's prophecy. You know, I mean, that, you know, that it was going to be someone. And I think, didn't the name Judas mean thief or It's not one of the. I don't believe one of the saintly names. I don't think it has a meaning. I don't think it has a saintly meaning. I think we're asking Greg's phone. Yeah. But I don't think it means saint. But yeah, that had to weigh heavy on him. And then what about Peter? You're not washing my feet. He's a poor guy. He never thought before he said anything. He just said. I think this is. I hope you've had a chance to read this. If you haven't, it's an easy read. I talked to a lot of people about the fact that we were doing this, the gospel of light and love, of light and life, and they said, "Oh, that people at their particular church like, you know, Adam Hamilton's writing." And I think he's really good, very easy to understand, very easy to comprehend, and even the Greek makes sense. Do you find it, Greg? Oh.
Let me find out what the
original Hebrew. Yeah. Well. No, that wasn't. That's not part of it. That's not part of it. What's that? Did he have a choice? I remember sitting in a theology class. Can't remember what it was called. I remember the instructor's guy named Donald Metz, and his whole thing was, could Jesus sin? Yeah, he could have. Yeah, he didn't. But could he? Well, he ran off from his mother and dad at the age of 12. You know, that's not the best thing to do. No. Yeah. Yeah. That would be a great picture, Jesus and time out. And it's interesting, and I think that he talks about, and you read these different Gospels, of how John is so interested in one thing, and Matthew, Mark, and Luke are so, you know, so tell things in such a different, well, in a different way, but yet a consistent way. And, you know, in, you know, 20-some verses that all John talks about, you know, the bread and the cup. But a lot of it has to do with when, as far as the wine was concerned, it's when he turned water into wine at the marriage feast. So interesting when you take a look at this stuff. Prayer requests. I sent to Vicki. I haven't seen. I don't know if she's got it up yet. But a couple special prayer requests. I talked to a couple people this week and I told them. I said we will just add you at that. You know, because they'd called and asked for prayer, but it was kind of a personal, private matter. And in fact, someone called me about someone else, and I talked to the someone else and I explained to them how to do it, and they said, well, we appreciate the privacy. And I said, I would never do anything without, you know, you allowing that, and I haven't, and so anyway, that's where we are. And another person I'd sent out was a guy named Bob Northcutt. I do not know Bob, but I went to school with his sister, and they live in, I mean, with his wife. He did not marry his sister. With his wife, they live in Houston, and he has colon cancer. So don't know the outcome of that or anything, but I did write back and tell her. She's a Facebook friend of mine. We would include her in our prayer chain, so which she was appreciative of. And I was talking to Karen a little bit about her mom, and we need to continue to pray for her. Anyone else?